MS-7-September 23, 1909. The Relation of Loma Linda College to Worldly Medical Institutions. Report of interview at the home of Mrs. E. G. White, Sanitarium, California, September 20, 1909. Present, Mrs. E. G. White, W. C. White, and Burden. E. G. White. We want none of that kind of higher education that will put us in a position where the credit must be given not to the Lord God of Israel, but to the God of Ekron. The Lord designs that we shall stand as a distinct, sanctified, and holy people, so connected with Him that He can work with us. Let our physicians realize that they are to depend wholly upon the true God. I felt a heavy burden this morning when I read over a letter that I found in my room, in which a plan was outlined for having medical students take some work at Loma Linda, but to get the finishing touches of their education from some worldly institution. God forbid that such a plan should be followed. I must state that the light I have received is that we are to stand as a distinct, commandment-keeping people. The Sabbath is a great distinguishing line, and its observance will separate us from the world. As God's peculiar people, we should not feel that we must acknowledge our dependence upon men who are transgressing God's law to give us influence in the world. It is God that gives us influence. He is our exceeding great reward. He will give us advantages that are far beyond all the advantages we might receive from worldlings by uniting with those who do not recognize the law of God. Burden. I know that these thoughts are what you have presented to us before. We do not want to cause you to carry a heavy burden. We simply wanted to know if we were moving in right lines. If the Lord gives you light, well and good, we will be glad to receive it. If not, then we will wait. E. G. White. If we follow on to know the Lord, we shall know that His going forth is prepared as the morning. There are some who may not be able to see that here is a test as to whether we shall put our dependence on man or depend upon God. Shall we by our course seem to acknowledge that there is a stronger power with unbelievers than there is with God's own people? When we take hold upon God and trust in Him, He will work in our behalf. But whatever the consequences may be, we are, in regard to our faith, to stand distinct and separate from the world. I feel a decided interest in the work at Loma Linda, and I desire that it shall exert a powerful influence for the truth. Your success depends upon the blessing of God, not upon the ideas and views of men who are opposed to the requirements of the law of God. When people see that God blesses us and gives success to our work as we make Him supreme, then they will be led to give consideration to the truths we teach. Many will be compelled to recognize that our methods are superior to those employed in the schools of the world as they are commonly conducted. We need not tie to men in order to secure influence. We need not think that we are dependent upon the knowledge and experience of men who do not recognize the Lord as their master. Our God is a God of knowledge and understanding, and if we will take our position decidedly on His side to be wholly influenced by His Spirit, He will give us wisdom. I would that all our people might see the inconsistency of those who profess to be God's commandment-keeping people, a peculiar people, zealous of good works, thinking that they must copy after the world's pattern in order to make their own successful. Our God is stronger than any human influence. If we will accept Him as our educator, if we will make Him our strength and righteousness, He will work in our behalf. The following out of these principles may result in a condition of things that is not just as we would desire it to be. We might like to see certain conditions, for the attainment of which we would be dependent on the world. But the result would be an experience that means weakness rather than strength. We should realize a bondage that we do not anticipate. Jesus Christ is our Savior today, and He is willing to work in our behalf if we will not put our dependence upon some other power. If we are sustained by the living God, the superiority of His power will be manifested in His people. This is the testimony that I have borne all the way along, and it is the testimony that I shall continue to bear. We must exalt God, who is our wisdom, our sanctification, and our exceeding great reward. Burden. We love to hear the truth over and over again, that we may be sure it is the truth. E.G. White. You have the Word, which tells you that God's commandment-keeping people are to have His special favor, and that they are to be sanctified through obedience to the truth. Shall we unite ourselves with those that are full of error, who have no respect for God's commandments? And shall our students go forth to obtain the finishing touches of their education from men who, unless they are converted, will not be honored with a place in the councils of heaven? W.C. White. What is to be the final outcome? Will all our medical missionaries be simply nurses? Shall we have no more physicians? Or shall we have a school in which we can ourselves give the finishing touches? E.G. White. Whatever plan you follow, take your position that you will not unite or be bound up with those that do not respect God's commandments. W.C. White. Does that mean that we are not to have any more physicians, but that our people will work simply as nurses? Or does it mean that we shall have a school of our own where we can educate physicians? E.G. White. We shall have a school of our own. But we are not to be dependent upon the world. We must put our dependence upon a power that is higher than all human power. If we honor God, He will honor us, because we observe all His commandments, which mean eternal life. Burden. The governments of earth provide that if we conduct a medical school, we must take a charter from the government. That in itself has nothing to do with how the school is conducted. It is required, however, that certain studies shall be taught. There are 10 subjects required. Physiology is one of these. It is required that those who labor as physicians shall be proficient in these subjects. In starting our sanitariums for the care of the sick, we must secure a charter from the government. Our printing offices must do the same. Would the securing of a charter for a medical school, where our students might obtain a medical education, militate against our depending upon God? E.G. White. No, I do not see that it would, if a charter were secured on the right terms. Only be sure that you do not exalt men above God. If you can gain force and influence that will make your work more effective without tying yourselves to worldly men, that would be right. But we are not to exalt the human above the divine. Burden. That is the vital point, where we have been hanging for 3 years. The only thing that we have asked for in this matter is to take advantage of the government provision that would give standing room to our students when they are qualified. E.G. White. I do not see anything wrong in that, as long as you do not in any way lift men above the Lord God of Israel, or throw discredit upon His power. But enter into no agreement with any fraternity that would open a door of temptation to some weak souls to lose their souls on God.
Burden. In planning our course of study, we have tried to follow the light in the testimonies, and in doing so, it has led us away from the requirements of the world. The world will not recognize us as standing with them. We shall have to stand distinct, by ourselves.
E.G. White. You may unite with them in certain points that will not have a misleading influence. But let no sacrifice be made to endanger our principles. We shall always have to stand distinct. God desires us to be separate, and yet it is our privilege to avail ourselves of certain rights. But rather than to confuse our medical work, you had better stand aloof and labor with the advantages that you yourselves can offer.
Burden. Now, the proposition in this letter was to deviate from that, so that standing as we do would enable us to stand with them and to have their advantage. From the instruction that has come, it has seemed to me from the very first that we were to stand by ourselves in a distinct light, following the light that God has given with reference to physical healing, and that when we do that, God will open the way before us and give us prestige with the people. But if we deviate and connect with these other schools, we would find ourselves being thrown more and more into the very things that they are doing, and our students would be molded after their similitude instead of after the similitude of truth.
E.G. White. That is what I am trying to guard against all the time. As we read our Bible, we see that God is dishonored when His people go to any worldly power or put their trust in a worldly power. That is where God's people again and again became ensnared and spoiled their history. You must arrange this matter the best you can, but the principle that is presented to me is that you are not to acknowledge any power as greater than that of our God. Our influence is to be acknowledged of God, because we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. Here is our standard. Keep God's commandments as the apple of your eye.
W.C. White. Jesus said at one time, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do. But do not ye after their works." Now the law says that a man shall not practice medicine unless he has a diploma from a college, and unless he has passed the examination of the state board and has a certificate. The law would not recognize the diplomas of our physicians unless they have studied some things that we do not think are really essential. For instance, in their preparation, they have to study a number of things that we think they might get along without, but we can teach them. We do not have to teach these subjects in their way. We can teach them in our way. When it comes to the study of drugs, they teach how to give them. We can teach the dangers of using them and how to get along without them. In some other schools, they teach geology on the evolution basis. We can teach geology and show that the theory of evolution is false. E.G. White. Well, you must plan these details yourselves. I have told you what I have received, but these details you will have to work out for yourselves. It seems clear to me that any standing we can lawfully have without compromising is not out of harmony with God's plan. E.G. White. No, it is not. All I can say is that I have had very distinct light, however, that there is danger of our limiting the power of the Holy One of Israel in connection with certain plans for connecting our schools with worldly methods. He is the God of the universe, and our influence is dependent upon our carrying out the precepts of His Word. We weaken our powers by not placing our dependence upon God and taking hold of His strength. This is our privilege.